This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
He can say Lenichali B'Takanas Chazal, so then what? He says Lenichali B'Takanas Chazal, then each person gets what they're meant to get. That's as far as you can go with that. With the Maskon of the Gemara, that's as far as you can go. Is to give each person what he's meant to get midoraisa. With Ishatkis, you can go further than that. With Ishatkis, you can actually give, according to the Rosh, you can give everybody Ziburis. That's the most extreme view. According to Rashi, at least you can give the Nizak Beinanis. So that's an afkimina between the two timers. If we're going to use the time of Ishatkis, let's start the other side. If we're not going to use the time of Ishatkis, if you can only use the time of Lenichani Mitakonas Chazal, then the furthest you can go is to allow each person to take what's his midoraisa, and they can't take Idis even if Idis was lost. But if we're going to incorporate the time of Ishatkis, then it will be within the power of the Lokeach to be Doiched the Baal Choyim, to be doche the nizak with less than the Torah gives him, and according to the Rosh, to be doche everybody except the superficial with less than the Torah gives him. That's the nafkimina. And there seems to be a machlokes on the Rishonim on that. Some Rishonim learn that once we come to this, then the Ishatkis falls away, and others incorporate Ishatkis in. Now, if Ishatkis falls away, our question was, why does it fall away? The Maisa, it's a reality. The Maisa, he has this threat. And we know he can use it. There's nothing stopping him using it. So what's wrong with Ishatkis? So we wanted to say that at Bishlam, according to the Rosh, who takes it to its extreme. Why does the Rosh take it to its extreme? Because he sees it as a reality. It's something you could do, the Rosh defines it in fact. Something that you could do, that's for Yodah to do, is as if it's done. It's not a question of timers. This is a reality. That's how you've got to view the status of the case. You've got to view as if it were done. That's how the Rosh sees it. Rashi doesn't. If Rashi did see it that way, then he wouldn't use the Lekshetachse. Lekshetachse means go and do it, and until you've done it, we don't view it as if it's done. So there's a basic difference in the way the Rosh and Rashi view this. So how does Rashi understand it? Rashi doesn't see it the Rosh's way, that it's as if it's done. How does Rashi see it? That's what we should look very carefully in the Loshon of Rashi to try and be medayik in Rashi how he sees it. But one thing is clear, he doesn't see it like the Rosh. The first interesting diuk that I have in Rashi is to the support of David against what I was saying yesterday. That's on the third line of the Rashi. Elo midaloi to'in hochi, since he doesn't taina that way. We must be talking about Yisoyim. Rashi does not say v'kivan deloi ta'aninan le, since we don't taina that way for him. Yeah, you could get away with it, but it's a hora.
This is provided there's an advantage.
Yes, but that should be there. Where there's an advantage, there should be ta'anin and lay, then we should ta'ina for him. No, but Rashi doesn't say that. He says, Elo midaloi to'in hochi, since he doesn't ta'ina that way. No, since he doesn't ta'ina that, there must be a reason why he doesn't ta'ina that. It must be Yisoyim. But just in the Losh, just grammar, I'm being medayik on. It should, the grammar should be Elo midelo ta'aninon lehachi, since we don't claim thus on his behalf. Right? Not a hechruch, but it's something to notice. So it must be talking to Shumei Samoch. Ulahachi porich min nizokin. Ask Rashi, why does the Gemara only ask from nizokin and doesn't ask from all of them that we can be doichel them all to ziburis? Rashi's kasha. So what's the Rosh's answer? That's because the bigger chiddush, the vusat fer, the bigger chiddush from nizokin. But you can use the same reasoning with all. Rashi doesn't accept it. No, I wanted to learn Rashi yesterday that Rashi holds that Beis Din is tiny.
It was.
Where there's an advantage in the case of this, yeah, there. That's what Jeff was saying. Maybe at this stage, once we haven't made the chiluk yet of the nizak and the others, there isn't an advantage, and therefore there's no question that we won't be tainachi. That's what you wanted to say, Jeff. But at this stage, we haven't come to this thing of the advantage yet. Maybe. Okay, so let's see the further in the loshim. What could he say to the Baal Chayiv? Ishakli ziburi shkol v'yeloi mahadron ushtar olamare v'tishkol minei matziom elehai lechushtatze, go ahead. To ashtanami ziburi skabayis lemifrin. So he can say lechushtatze. When can he say lechushtatze, says Rashi, when you're offering him no advantage? But when you're offering him an advantage, he cannot say lechushtatze. Why not? Because it wouldn't be expedient for him to say lechushtatze. He loses by saying lechushtatze. I'm trying to understand the yesod of the machlokes Rashi and the Rosh. What lies at the bottom of it? What are they differing in principle? What is their machlokes? I want to go back to the Rosh. You'll see this interesting sequence of the shyness in the Rosh. We'll come back to Rashi, but let's just look at the Rosh. Let's just start here from the seven lines from the top of the thick lines under the Hagol Sashri. Ela kol dover sheyochol litoin paskinan bei ki'ilu kvar osui. Anything that he could tie, we view it as done. Chen mashva hocha afilu iloi ton ishat kisu. Even if he doesn't use that tana, we tana on his behalf. And according to the other answer, where we say we're talking about Yisraelim. If we're talking about Yisraelim, why can't they all get the Idis? She can't use Ishakis. So he answered because he says Efshi. Even if he didn't use this Taina, you've got a Taina for him. The Taina in a little. Now asks the Rosh. Now he goes back to the Kasha. That means there seems to be something in what he's just said which gives rise to the kasha. Since the Rosh holds, unlike Rashi, since the Rosh holds that, you know, if he tainas a tilu, we view it as if it's already done, Why ask only from the Zokin? We should be able to ask from everybody. So he answers, who had never matter the Mifrach Mubachar Venachanam, you could ask from everybody. Here's the point of departure between Rashi and the Rosh. This is where we have to find the Yisod of the Machloekes. So Mashma from the Rosh, that if it wasn't for the fact that we view it as already done, he wouldn't have a Shaila from the Zokin. Now that we say that we taina on his behalf, if we left it for him to taina, then I wouldn't have a kasha from Nizoki. Then it's clear that it's only Nizoki. Why? Because if we left it to him to taina, then clearly Lishikatakze would apply. Is that right? If we allow the thing to be played through, then the only way it would be played through to its finality is in the case of Nizak. Because in the other cases he would tie in the Shikatakse. If we allowed, what would happen? In the case of Nizak, he says, take the Beinonis or else. Or else what? Or else I'll give you Ziburis. Thank you, I'll take the Beinonis. So it will work that way. If he says to the Balchoy, take the Ziburis or else, he says, or else what else? I'll make you take Ziburis. What's he going to say? If it was a real tie that's taking place, not based in projecting it, then he's going to say Lekshatase. So I'm going back to what David said last night. I'm withdrawing from last night a little bit in Rashi on time. I'm saying that it depends. If you project actual tainas, Lekshatase is an automatic defense. Anybody would use Lekshatase as a defense, except Beis Din themselves. Because Beis Din would say, why go through the whole Shara? He's going to do it. He can do it. So if you hold, like the Rosh says, that anything which is Beyodoi to do is as if it's done, then, Taka, you've got a problem, then the Rosh's cash is a big problem. Then you can't accept Rashi's Lishtatza. Lishtatza doesn't work. Lishtatza is a defense of the Baal Chayv to use against the Lokar threat of Ishakis. Right? But if it's not, if he doesn't really make that threat, because Beis Din goes through it all, then Lishtatza doesn't come into it. Lishtatza just means, try it. But we know he can do it. So if it's an intellectual process that we're going through, if it's an abstract thing we're going through, the Shidaksa doesn't come in. The Shidaksa only comes in if they're actually fighting it out in Beis Din. So Adarabha, it comes out that Rashi is the one who's learning that they're actually fighting this out in Beis Din. We will not fight this on, we will not say this on their behalf. It's just we see this as a possibility that he could say any normal Baal Din in that case would claim Isha. And since he doesn't claim Ishakis, must be talking about Yisoyim. Otherwise, surely in that case, that's what he would claim. But in Achanam, if he doesn't claim Ishakis, we're not going to claim for him. The Rosh says, that's not what the Gemara is talking about at all. What the Gemara means is, since we don't claim Ishakis for him, it must be talking about Yisoyim. What's the Nafkemina? The Nafkemina is whether you can push down all the way to Ziburis, or you can only stop at Beinanis. If it's a real backwards and forwards in Beis Din, you can only use the threat as far as Beis Din is concerned. To go further, you would have to act it out. You would have to fulfill the threat. But if it's Beis Din projecting, then Beis Din would project it according to the end. That's how it would then come out, different to what we said last night. That's the way you wanted to learn, David, right? That's the way you wanted to learn, which fits in with that diuk at the top of the Rashi also. But Rashi has no havamina that Beis Din will time it. But if you tie it, would work.
It says nothing happens with the Rambam.
Now let's try and see. So according to the Rosh first, the Rosh holds, this is something that Beis Din, anything which is beyond it to do, we see as being done. So the Rosh can't withdraw from the principle of Ishakis. According to the Rosh, it must be there. You've got to be making the Yisoyimim. If it's not Yisoyimim, the Din will be no matter what he tines. If it's not Yisoyimim, the Din will be everybody gets Ziburis. So the Rosh would have to put that into the halacha, because that would be the halacha, irrespective of the tainus. And the Lekeach takes three fields, he takes, it is lost. There comes a Baal Chayv, a Ksubas Isha, and a Nizak to claim. Halacha, they all get the Idis. They all get the Idis. Clearly, unless they're Yisoyim. Right? Because we Beis Din will use Ishakis all the way to the end. They will all get Ziburis. They will all get Ziburis. Rashi says no. In such a case, they'll claim The halacha is, if Beis Din is asked, what is the halacha? The halacha is, each one gets what's his alti Torah. Because his only, what he will say is, and what we will might then time that, on that maybe there's a psa psicha leila, that will be interesting to see. We will then time it, lo nicha leila. We will say to him, it's your option. The Torah has given you the option to be doche everybody to the last ben chayrin. All this, what do you want? That's what we will have to say to him. Of course, now we have to look at that law.
You could still come with the time.
Yeah, sure you could. But that's not the halacha. That's a different halacha. What happens if a man comes to Ishakis? That's a halacha in Ksubis that Kuftes. It's a halacha in Ishakis. We now need to learn the halacha carefully. Now we're going to look at the. Did you look at the Rosh Hashanah? Look at the two. Yeah. So let's get a two and let's get a Rambam. Let's just look at the halacha carefully. The choron le'echod b'zeh achar zeh. It's our test. The lokach ziburis b'acharino. If he's got ziburis b'acharino, then kulam goyvim mimena. They all claim ziburis. Why? Because he's got a takonas hachavim to support him. That's easy, isn't it? That's just the shit. That's the b'nei chorim. Lo yishna amecha meis akayim and so on. If he took Idis last, he puts it in now that you're saying. If the Moicher is still alive, Kulon Tzrichin Likach Me'aziburis. She'anu Ro'in Ki'ilu Hechzir Le'Moicher Shtar Shel Aziburis. You see, he does like his father. Anu Ro'in Ki'ilu Hechzir Le'Moicher Shtar Shel Aziburis. We look at it as if he has given back the shtar. He doesn't have to go through and do it. And I feel he doesn't have to be that field, it can be any field. Or metaltalin, as long as the Baal Chayv has, as long as the loive, that's the moicher, the original seller, has something to pay with, they're obligated to take from that first. And they can't tie lechitzi hadeh. The chol ma'ashodom yochel lasis roin onu kiilu kvar osi. The chol sav adoni aviyah roshzal afilu yiloi toyin anan tainin and le. But if the father died and now you saw him, then im lokach ziburis b'acharoinu kuron goyim imenu. Im lokach idis b'acharoinu yichu kulon kedinon sheyoy malu yinichel yibet akonus hachonim. So the two learns like we wanted to understand in the Rosh. And doesn't mention any other shita. Just as your sin means over Rashi. Then he brings Uval Ha'itur Posak Ukim Tazu, the Bala Itur Paskin like this Ukimte, the Ima Moicher Kaim, and therefore if the Moicher is alive, Din Kulon Beziburis, Bipnei Hataino Hanis Keres. So the Bala Itur says the Rashi, says the Beis Yosef Paskins that. You've got wrote the tools in front of you. Are you putting aside in the two? Have you got it in the Beis Yosef where we are? There's 7 or 8 lines from the 9 lines from the bottom of the Beis Yosef. Uvala itu posok ukim tezu, the 5th very fat line. Uvala itu posok ukim tezu ve'ima meiche kayem din kulon beziburis bibdayatayin anis kezu. Kvar heelo harashbo did the psak haloche loyamin in ishakis. Look, we don't say Ishakis ligrui midina kamer to make him worse than he's entitled to. Why not? What does the Rashbam mean? We don't do it. The enu kim tezu iken. This is not the main way of answering the price. V'chein kosev rach ve'af ba'halochis lo yhu v'amipnei she'eno. V'zeh das rabbeinu ve'iker ad kan l'sheir. I think this is all quoted from Magid Mishnah. Barosh koso v'iloi madron ashtar adizibus lamari odakom madron alav davke. Shimo yo makzi lo ashtar lo nizbat ala mekach bishkul ze. Im loy shikne asodi bikinyon ishim su lo ashtar v'yichtiv lo shtar mechiro lo kanilot. Iyo v'chol shibudi v'zeru shikosov rabbeinu shi'onu roim ki ilu hechzer ala moich ashtar shul azibus b'ksivu mesir. Kos od arosh v'zloi matzi d'neimel l'chitahade mishum d'chitahade. Why can't you say l'chitahade? Mishum shekol dova shodom yochol asus roi noise ki ilu hukvar osu. On that Rashi must be chilek. Hillel wants to say it's chilek only in as much as saying that it's not as if it's osui, if it's as far as you can go is in its ki'ilu dita. You can view it as if the time is of the Beis Yosef. The mashma v'ek basa tiksubis v'chein mashma hoka afilu im loy to'an ish askisu anan ta'aninen le u'foiskin loy an adin kach v'kula nichlus utachas abaylin v'laker b'zeh achazeh k'moy legibu b'nei odom k'echol v'chein l'shniach v'inu d'bu k'ilu b'yasmin b'shul d'omen l'kech yevshin. So we're still going to look at that Gemara in Ksubis, but he already brings up that Rashi is Cholek in Ksubis, which makes good sense. So the Rosh sees it as ki'ilu osu. Rashi doesn't. Rashi says he can't tie the lishtatzir. Anyone who can't tie the lishtatzir is the nizak who's pushed to push the beinanit. The nizak who's pushed to beinanit can't tie that. Why not? Because it would be a foolish tying. He would lose.
Even though it's a woman, even though it's a
we don't do this to take him away from the Gorea Medina Kama. Nashbos says no, Medina Kama, not even Medina Doraisa. You can't use the system. Ishatkis doesn't work, Lamaisa. The Rashbo just throws it out totally. It says it doesn't work. It's just brought here as an academic exercise to suggest a passage through the Raisa. But halachically it has no force. Very difficult to understand why it has no force. What I want to look at is that case in Ksubis, to see that's really the source of the Ishatkis. If you want to make better steps, that might be the easiest and quickest thing to do here. Kutes. So where's the first step? Oh, it's the moon. We can do that picture right away. Kutes on the base. So what have we got so far? If we're summarizing what we've got so far, we've got a machlokes Rashi and Rosh for sure. But the Rosh goes to the extreme of anything he can tie that we view as if it's done already. We have Rashi who says not so simple. If the other guy could say l'shichatatzi, we don't view it as if it's done already. When can't he say l'shichatatzi? When he would lose by saying l'shichatatzi. But if he's got nothing to lose by saying l'shichatatzi, we must assume that that's what he would say. Why? So Hillel says because Rashi holds that the most we'll prepare to say is that if what a person is able to turn, we tine it for him, but not that it's as if it's done already. Tine it for him, it leaves it open for a defense. After that, Gemina. According to the Rosh, it doesn't leave anything open for a defense. We play the game right through to the end. According to Rashi, we don't. We play the game only as far as the other side has a defense. And there we stop. Number two, we have a machlokes on the Rishonim as to whether this lichshit, this ishaskis, is really a valid threat. And the difficulty with Rashbo is that we've got, you'll see in our Mishnah in the Ksuvah, so we see it's used elsewhere. This is not the only case where it's used. The Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is Misha Halach Lindinas Hayam, the Ovdo Derech Sadeh. The person goes overseas, and in those days, if he went overseas, it was usually for many years. He comes back, and his field, which is not on the road, his field is an inland, a landlocked field. And he finds that the path that he used to use to his field is gone. The roadway that he used to use to his field is gone. Admon Omer, Yelech Lebiktzor. Admon says he is obligated to select the shortest route and to re-establish his pathway. That's what he can do. Bechacholim Omerim, Yikne Loi Derech B'Mei Amonet. He's going to have to pay off the neighbors and pay 100 money, or Yifrat Bavir, or his other choices to fly. There's no other way. He can't impose his will on his neighbors. He's got to either appease them financially, or he can try flying, but there's nothing else. A humorous lotion of the Mishnah, isn't it? It says Rashi, of the Derech Sadeh, Sheikh Zikubui Bale Asodis, Shibu Meitzorah. The Bale Asodis on his neighboring Bale. The neighbors have been machzik. They've just over the years they've taken over the pathway. Yelech loybik tzora al korchom yitzalei derech l'sadeya. So the Admon says he can force his way. He's entitled to a pathway. Aval derech tzora yivrolo. But the condition is he takes the shortest way. Shlo yabi little. That he takes the minimum amount of property away from, or usage of property away from the others. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rabbanan, Shabbat Gomer Admon. What does the Rabbanan mean that he's got to pay him? Admon is right. He had a route there, he's got a route there, he must be able to get there. He takes the shortest way possible. Who can have any objection to that? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rab, Kegoin Shehi Kifua Arbo B'nei Odom Me'arbo Ruchisech. Problem is, he's got four neighbors. And so he chooses the shortest route, and that neighbor says, excuse me, it's all very well, this is the shortest route, but why my field? You used to use the route through somebody else's field and tries theirs, and they say the same thing, go to the next one. Why each one is dirty to somewhere else? Yochi my time at the admin, in that case, how can you impose just on the shortest way? He's the one who happens to lose out just because he happens to be the shortest route. Why should that one be the one to lose his property? Omar Rovitz answers rather, Arbo do osumikach arbo. If these neighbors are four different owners who bought their four different fields from four different sellers subsequent to his departure overseas, then or they all bought their separate properties from one, Kula alma loy pligi de matzi madchile. Everybody agrees that they can push him aside and he's going to have to pay. This thing, each one will say, why me? Go to the neighbor, why me? Ki pligi, the only ukimta of machlokes is bechad da'osi bekoach arbo, where there used to be four owners and now there's one. One person bought all the surrounding fields while this man was overseas. He now has one. Admon sova mikol makom daki isle garuch. The Admon says, Lamaisa, in one of your four fields I have to have a route. So give me the shortest route. There's no, where can you be doichem it to? Somewhere I've got to have it. The Rabbonan Savri, so what is the Rabbonan? He's right. The fact is one man owns all fields. Clearly when he bought the fields he realized that the man who owns the field in the middle is going to have to make a passage through. Ishakis he uses. Rabbonan Savri, Ishakis. If you keep quiet, then what does it mean if you keep quiet? Then fly to your field. And pay me 100, I suppose. If you want to pay me 100 for the thing, that's okay. And if not, I will return the shtar to its original owner, to their original owners. Then they'll push you from one to the other. Then you're back in the case then of being able to be pushed around from field to field. So if there are four owners, or one who bought, or if there are four owners, then there's no question that they can push him aside. He's got to pay. Because they just, each one has a defense. Each one individually has a defense. The defense is, why me? If it's one owner who bought from one, then there's no defense at all. He's entitled to a part. But if it's one owner who bought from four, he can say, look, you're lucky. I'm the only owner, so I'm giving you something. I realize you have to have something. But if you want anything better than this, or cheaper than this, forget it, because I'm going to give the shtoros back, and then each owner will push you aside, and you lose everything. What does it mean exactly? Let's have a look at Rashi. He'll give it all back. It's weird. Shapik Omar Kadme, the Sakadata, Kashi Arbos, Hastodis, Shesavivois of Shalodom Echod, because the Havamina is that all the four fields belong to one. The Mimon of Shach Urche Gabehu. So no matter what, he's got to give him passage. There's no question about that. So ask the Gemara, Shapikom and Admon. Admon is right. So we said the Arba b'nei Odom the Kol Chad b'Chad Madchile Darticholav Gabehu. When there are four people, each one defends himself by saying, "Why me? It's one of the other fields. It wasn't mine." The Arba also because Chad, and if four come from one. Where he bought it from one person after he went overseas, there clearly there's no question, they've got no defense. What can I say? The fact is, among the four of them, the Matsimatkhila, they can push him aside. The only time that there's a machlokes is if it's Chad Asi Mikrach Arbo, where the Rabbonin claim Ishakis, the Oizel Gaber Kishetikne Haderech Numeni. And I will make it cheaper for you if you pay. You only have to pay me 100, or you only have to pay me 50. And if you don't pay me 50, I will give the shtoros back to the original ones, and there they'll really run to take you to the cleaners, because each one has a defense, and they'll push you around, and you'll have to just up the price and up the price and up the price until somebody's happy to give it to you. That's what I should tell this. But that's where we see the case of Ishakis. So we see the principle of Ishakis can work. And this is halacha. Does anybody have a full Rambam? Can we look at the Rambam passing on this? This is what we've got to examine. How did the Rishonim learn this? This is here we've got Ishakis. And the halacha is like the Chachomim. That means this is la halacha. This is not even Admon. This is la halacha. The Ishakis works. How can the Rashbo say we don't use Ishakis? The Hagos Hashri in Ksubas also another Kashi. Why can't you say Lekshtahadid? Why can't you say, meanwhile, you give it to me cheap? Give it to me for nothing. Because you're the only one. I sign, I want it for nothing. You signing that you can give it back, and don't give it back. Then I'll have to pack it, then I'll have to go running around with you. But meanwhile, you haven't given it back. So somewhere in your property, I'm entitled to passage. So give me passage for nothing. Why can't you say, Lipstatsit? If he doesn't get through, what will he do? Stack the paper.
What
do you now test? He's back there. He's back one, two. So the Russians already answered that already. He should say, when what you're being offered is no better than what you would be getting otherwise. If what you're being offered is better, but it's not better than he wants to pay money. And he says, but it is better. He's saying, if I'll be maxi, they'll take more money from you.
That is good.
Sorry?
What's the difference? He's got
all the fields. One man has all the fields.
So now he says, he wants money from you for a part for a grant passage. He's not going to pay them. If you don't pay,
I'll give back.
But so he's back.
Now four different people have the fields.
Yeah.
Now they can all be maxi. They
will say, how many of the grant went back?
He's lost his fields.
Okay, so all he's done is he's managed to get the guy to take
the... But then how does the Shaktis work, you're asking that? But that's the rest of the team.
It's not the same.
It's much worse. The Shaktis is much harder to understand.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why if we understand the Shaktis here, we'll have an opening. This is where we've got to understand the Shaktis.
Aside from that, Rashi works that well, because he has the intermediate stage. I'll compromise, and if not, you already come to the crocker. If you're not going to take my compromise, you become a crocker.
But in order to make him a cropper, he's going to lose all his fields.
No, I'm saying that's the question. But I'm saying apart from that question, Rashi works up.
Right.
But the rush, and that's probably why I've got to ask that Shuri asked. But on the rush, you can say it's Kiilu Asui.
Right. And if it's Kiilu Asui, then? That's why he has this title to claim money for it. And he can claim, not as Rashi says, a cheaper amount. He can claim the full amount, according to the Rosh we have to say, that he can claim the full amount that he would have to pay. What he's saying, that this Rashi is only the Shitosa. Rashi is saying, I'm offering it to you cheap because otherwise I'll make it worse. The Rosh has to learn this. I want a full price for it. And if you won't give it to me, I'll be master of the field and you'd have to pay it in any case. I'm offering you no advantage. On that back goes Ashri says, Nutsa, so Lishitasi. Let him tie that in the ground. We're not going to lose by tying in Lishitasi. So in Subit, in Bobakama, the Rosh answered, no, because it's Kiilu, Osu. Can't say Lishitasi, it's Kiilu Osu. So here also we have to say it's Kiilu Osu. We view it as if it's Osu, provided we can get over this difficulty of he loses his field. What kind of business is this?
With
the Dorch Rashi, yeah. Says Dorch, I'm commenting on this Gemara. Yes, but I want to look at that Rosh now. Which Tosfos is in Bobakama? In Bobakama. In the Yitzchubas, I mean. Which Tosfos does that?
The one side.
Right, okay. Let's look at the Rosh. The Rosh is dealing with this Gemara. So it's back in our Gemara, back in Bavakama. In the Rosh in Bavakama, the Rosh quotes this Gemara in Ksubis. Let's see how he deals with it. Second thick line: Mishum shekol dovah she'odam yochol litoin. Anything that a man can tie, and we look at it as if it is tied already, as if it's done already. And the Rosh seems to bring a raya from Ksubis that that's how we do it. One neighbor that bought from four, and then you'll get nothing. They can literally stop you getting to your field. with the Loki Pirish Rashi, she Pirish Hosom, Ishak is Zil Nagabah. If you keep quiet, I'll make it cheaper for you. Dikakla did it for Mea Monikoma. And I've called over she Yochel Litoin, Paskin and Bake Ilu Kvar Osri. So on Wednesday night we're going to try and analyze this Gemara in Ksuvos. We have no choice but to work on the Gemara in Ksuvos to understand how this Ishakis works, because the case in the Gemara in Ksuvos is more extreme than ours. Once we understand how Ishakis works there, we'll understand how it works in Bava Kamma. Once we understand how it works in Bava Kamma, we better understand the views of people like the Rashba as to why they say it doesn't work at all. What do they do with the Gemara in, what do they do with the Gemara in Ksuvos? So we can't escape dealing with the Gemara in Ksuvos. That's what we'll have to concentrate on in Mitzvah Shemet Wednesday evening, before we even get to the reading of this again. And most